Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. It's the Drew Garabo Live Show. John, I figured I'd get the people stuck in their cars a little dance music.
Is that what this is?
This is Prince, baby. Let's do it. This is his best song, by the way. Don't let anybody tell you any different. Stuck in your car, roll down the window, turn it up, start bopping your head. You ain't going nowhere. John gets out at 6, he'll see you on the road.
Yeah, look over, I'll be on the Howard Franklin at 6:07.
Check this out. Listen to this, Micah. Here it goes. Ever hear this Prince song? Why are you laughing at me?
I'm just enjoying Mo being Mo.
Don't you like this song?
Yeah, I love Prince. Yeah. My favorite Prince song, When Doves Cry.
I could see that.
Why can you see that?
I can see that with you.
It's my...
Even just the title. Here's the shoulder dance. John, your favorite Prince song.
Purple Rain. That's probably like a basic bitch pick, but that's my go.
No, that's a good song, but it ain't this.
There's a guy named Martin Sexton who did a cover of that song, and it's better than the original. You should check it out. I think you'll appreciate it.
I will. Boy, he could sing, couldn't he?
He got something.
How do you lose David Bowie and Prince in the same friggin' year?
Tough year.
That may be the... I don't think that we have the capability to lose two monumentally talented individuals in the same field anymore. Hold on.
Don't fail.
Yeah! All right. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you agree with that, Micah?
I agree.
I mean,
I can't believe we lost Tom Petty as well. And the lead singer of Audioslave and the lead singer of Linkin Park.
Chris Cornell.
The lead singer of Audioslave. Yeah. That's the first person I've ever heard Chris Cornell. Yeah, but I know who you're talking about.
Well, for people who listen to bands and don't know the artist's name.
But wouldn't you go ahead, John. You say it.
I would venture to think that he would be recognized as the lead singer of Soundgarden before Audioslave. Yeah. But that's...
Well, I like Audioslave more than Soundgarden.
Different generations.
That's like
different strokes for different folks.
That's like
listen
somebody
here.
Going, when Paul McCartney dies, yeah, he was in that band Wings.
Yeah, yeah. or when Scott Weiland died, you say, oh man, the lead singer of Velvet
Revolver. Yeah.
You're cute, sorry, Micah. You're great.
I am a highway.
Audioslave was great. Like a Stone, is that what that song was?
Yes.
It was a great song.
Cochise, man, the first single out of the gate with Audioslave. I think I might have liked him more. I was never a Soundgarden fan.
Honestly, as much as we were busting on her, I wasn't really either.
I will say this, and it's atypical of the rest of their catalog. I believe the name of the album is Down on the Upside. It has Pretty Noose on it, the title track, and a couple of other. It's a brilliant album. It was the one that it was their final album before they split up. I believe it has another song in there called Ty Cobb, which is just so propulsively heavy, but you can't play it because it's also extremely profane. Mm.
Down on the upside.
If you want to get into Soundgarden, if you're going to have any Soundgarden album, that's the album to have. I believe that it's called Down on the Upside.
It's an interesting title.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I would flip that around and say The Upside of Down, but whatevs.
Yeah, absolutely. But again, going back to the fact that you lose Prince and David Bowie in the same year, there are not two artists alive today that if we lost them in the same year would have the implications as far as losing talent that Prince and David Bowie did dying in the same year. I mean, am I wrong?
No.
I mean, I'm sure that it could be done.
Give me an example.
I can't think of two people off the top of my
head. Because there are none.
Well, McCartney's still alive.
So Paul McCartney.
Paul McCartney and is Bob Dylan still alive?
Yes.
McCartney and Dylan go within the span of a few weeks.
McCartney.
And I don't even like the Beatles or McCartney. But from everybody else's perspective.
You mean the Beatles or Dylan?
No. I'm saying I don't like McCartney, like anything he ever did, including the Beatles.
Wow. Out of all the hits McCartney did, you don't like any of them?
I like that song he did with Michael Jackson.
Well, The Girl Is Mine?
Yeah, that's
that may
great
be
one.
The worst song he's ever done.
That's your opinion.
Oh, my God. It's not my opinion. It's fact.
Well, the Beatles are very, very overrated. They are the most overrated band of all time.
They're
garbage.
I don't know if either one of you know who Jesse McCartney is.
Oh, absolutely.
Was that Paul McCartney's son?
No.
Do you know who it is, Mo?
No. I believe I do.
I want you to pull up Beautiful Soul.
Oh, God.
By Jesse McCartney.
Oh, no. I knew we should have went to break. I know. Here it is. Jesse, is it a guy or a
girl? It's a guy.
Okay, well, your son, it would have been.
He kind of sounds like a girl.
Okay, hold on.
It's Bubblegum Pop.
Have you heard this
finest
song? Jesse McCartney.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
Beautiful Soul.
Oh, Beautiful Soul.
You're going to love it.
I'm sure he only has one song.
He had two.
I didn't have to look.
He had two.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. I don't know where he is now.
All right. He's at McDonald's, hoping somebody hands him a backpack with a gun in it. That's where he's at right now. I promise you that. All right, hold on. As soon as the video plays, Paul McCartney and Bob Dylan die in the same year. There's a generation that would say, yes, that is as impactful as Bowie and Prince dying.
Oh, this was a good song. Yeah, I got
not based on this openings.
I don't want another pretty.
Oh yeah.
Face. I don't want just anyone to hold.
Yeah, that's
I don't
a good
want
one.
My love to go to waste. I want you and your.
This was I think I was like 15 when this came out.
Why don't you try?
You would have had to be.
Why don't you try and write music
to think
like
this? This is a good song.
I didn't say it was a good song.
Why doesn't who try and write
why
music?
Why don't you try to write music like more for the masses?
Because the masses are stupid.
Well, yeah, but the masses are making money.
They can have their money. I'm in it for the art, John.
I love it, Mo. You stay true to you.
Absolutely.
When I was 15, for the record, I was listening to Janis Joplin and Fleetwood Mac.
Okay,
this right just so happened to be on the top 40 stations.
I mean, do you remember this song?
Yeah, absolutely.
Look at him. He's a teen pop sensation. Look at those blue eyes and that blonde hair.
He may be teen and pop. I don't know that he was ever a sensation.
He was pretty popular for like a year
like
and a half.
Like a minute?
A minute and a half.
Really?
Yeah.
He was never Bieber-esque.
No, he didn't get Bieber. Not very many people can get Bieber status.
This is true. Not that I'm a fan of Justin, but...
You're on first name basis.
Yeah, well, you know. All right, John. What's going on? Is Trump still president?
He is. I don't know.
Are you sure?
This feels like the first real deal heat. Like the heat is getting closer.
Everybody, apparently there's some Jesse McCartney fans because the phones are
You're
blowing
welcome
up.
Or they're very upset with the fact that you played that for as long as you did.
Hey, that was Micah. I'm not taking that bullet.
So as of this morning, Michael Flynn pled guilty to lying to the FBI.
Snitch.
And he's now cooperating with Mueller's investigation, and they believe that he will, I don't even know if it's believed, it is expected that he will say either Jared Kushner or Donald Trump directly ordered him to meet with the Russians.
All right, let's break this down. First off, you got this snitch, Michael Flynn. He was dropping dimes.
Which is funny because you remember when they let him go almost immediately after Trump, you know, took office.
Yeah.
And Trump came out and said, oh, he's a great guy. It's terrible what they've done to him. And now as of today, it's, he's an Obama guy. He was a leftover from Obama.
Listen, don't try and. Don't
try paint me into a corner where I have to be that guy.
Don't try and tie Flynn in with the Trump administration. you can try and sell it, but nobody's buying it. You know what Trump did when Flynn plan was let go, he reached into his pocket. He pulled out all of the bills that he had in there, handed it to him, and said, "Now I got to turn my back on you." Ooh. And then he went back to making the sausage and peppers that he was cooking for some inexplicable reason in the Oval Office.
I think this is it. I mean,
and people have been saying this is it since Trump got elected.
Well, now we've got a guy who's reached a plea deal that was working directly with Donald Trump. He's going to out somebody in the White House.
Let me ask something. Who's going to believe a criminal? He is now a convicted criminal. Why should I believe anything he says?
And I'm just reading, I'm just telling you what the facts are. I'm not trying to say that from a political stance I agree with it. I just think in the landscape that we're in, that this could be bad for Trump. There's not a lot of people like you out there, especially in the working parts of the government, defending Trump.
Let me tell you something. You know where Trump's going to be tomorrow? Mar-a-Lago, swinging him nine irons.
What?
Like he ain't got a care in the world.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, absolutely. No, we'll get back to it. Hold on. Joe, you have a better equivalence of David Bowie and Prince dying in the same year as for two artists that would leave such a wake in their passing?
I have two things to say. For the equivalence thing, I was going to say Paul McCartney and Mick Jagger would be a better duo to both die and kind of just, you know.
Say that again. Who did you say again? One more time.
Mick Jagger and Paul McCartney.
Mick Jagger and Paul. You know, to a lot of people, Mick Jagger is dead already. You know what I mean? I understand what you're saying, but Mick Jagger, Mick Jagger doesn't even really play an instrument, does he? Maybe the harmonica, he can blow the harmonica. I don't know that he had...
he was the front man to the Rolling Stones, obviously, which right. they were both huge at the same time, so I was just, you know...
Right, now listen.
They both died.
It's not a bad equivalence. It's not a bad equivalence. I don't know that it would have as much, but it's not bad. Thanks, Joe, for listening and for contributing. I appreciate that.
Yeah, man.
All right,
well, I thought he got mad at first. Listen, I said it was a pretty good equivalence, right? Barry, what's your equivalence?
I probably have the drop mic here, but Elton John and Billy Joel.
Don't you say that.
Yeah, Elton John didn't write his own songs.
What?
He didn't. Bernie Taupin wrote all of his songs.
He helped write some of them, but he's a really good singer, and Billy Joel is excellent.
Billy Joel was great, but Prince and Bowie versus Elton and Joel, I got to go with Prince and Bowie.
You just ripped my heart out, by the way.
More people know Elton John's songs than Prince's songs.
You may be right about that. Elton John may have more hits that are recognizable around the world than Prince. I'm not positive on that, but you absolutely may be right. Thanks for contributing. Appreciate it.
All right.
Now, Billy, I'm sorry. John, here's someone that has the same question I have for you. Go ahead, Billy.
Hey, John, listen. Do some research about this, okay? Flynn pled guilty to lying about discussing world matters with a Soviet ambassador. That's all he pled guilty to. And the two discussions were about Israel and sanctions that Obama had placed on the Soviet Union.
Did I not say that he reached a plea deal?
No. What you said is that what you're trying to do is you're trying to imply that there was collusion to nominate Trump as president. Which, you know, there's 16 different investigations going on and not one shred of evidence. And all these people who are getting caught have nothing to do with what Trump has done. They're reaching out as far as they can reach with their little talons and charging people for parking tickets 20 years ago.
Oh, sick burn, John. Sick burn.
I thought it was going to be much worse than that. I thought this guy was going to like bring some actual heat, but
bringing the heat.
That's all I got.
Yeah.
Billy, my eyes, that was enough.
I mean, this is...
All right. Well, it's the truth. You know, we're dealing with a bunch of people just so upset that Hillary lost and that... You know, the world isn't as fuzzy as it once was. Well, it wasn't really fuzzy in and nice, you know, people are still people.
Hey, do you know? Hey, Billy.
We didn't start the fire.
Absolutely, we didn't start it. Thanks. You have a question?
Well, I just am curious to know if Billy knows that I voted for Donald Trump.
And you have regretted it ever since.
Well, I mean, he makes it easy.
Well, I mean, I understand that Donald Trump
you don't want to paint me into crazy crap.
But look at our economy. We're $103 billion less in debt than we were when he started. There's nothing, unless Obama's economic plan started on November 8th, 2016, he had nothing to do with it. His people had nothing to do with it. The Democrats had nothing to do with it. It has to do with knowing how to run a business. People say that Donald Trump, he filed bankruptcy 4 times. The guy owns 515 businesses.
Yeah, what's 5 times?
99%.
The numbers are there for him. Absolutely.
Awesome. I mean, for crying out loud, the guy's a billionaire. Give him his due. You know, he's batting 425 in
425.
The playoffs.
425. Thank you, Billy. Thank you so much.
That's right.
All right. John, will you right here and now say Trump is awesome?
No, I can't do that. I'll say this. I do have a problem with the people who seem to continuously say he hasn't done anything, because he is doing a lot, and he has done a lot, and will probably continue to. But Billy obviously doesn't understand how the justice system works, because Michael Flynn, he pled. He's got a plea deal. That means you are going to give them something in return. He didn't come out there and plead guilty today because he's just a good guy and he wants to do the right thing. He's doing that because he's going to help them with their investigation.
That doesn't mean he's got anything on Trump. He might have something on somebody else.
He very well might. And if he does, then we can all
When you can't take down my boy, then you try and take down the people around him.
Ooh.
You understand what I'm saying with that, John?
Yeah.
Yeah. So now will you admit that Trump is awesome?
No. A statement was made by Mr. Flynn.
He's a hater, Micah.
I mean, I hear what he's saying, though.
Well,
there's corruption everywhere.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of corruption in politics.
I'm not going to be one of these people like you and like that guy and like so many people listening right now who just have to be a puppet for the political system.
Why are we puppets?
Because these people can't disagree with him on anything. If anybody says anything bad about Donald Trump at any moment, they're uninformed and they're idiots and they're liberal snowflakes. When everything is not black and white, you can't just say and think that you're going to agree with everything one singular human being does. That's crazy.
I haven't seen a misstep yet.
I'm sure you haven't.
Don't be hating on me.
I'm not hating on
Hillary
you.
Lost.
Look at you two. Go.
I'm just saying, like, the thought that we as people can be aligned with one political party or one person on every single belief in everything is crazy to me.
I fully agree with that.
Well, y'all ain't ride or die.
No, I'm not.
I need a ride or die chick, Micah.
What? Get out of here.
Jennifer, what did you want to say? You have a comparative?
I am. We need to lighten this up a little bit.
Yes.
You need a ride or die chick, Jennifer. Are you that ride or die?
Yeah, Jennifer, you're a ride or die chick, ain't you?
Oh, my goodness. I'm just thinking about Madonna and Cher, not Trump.
Okay, so you say if Madonna and Cher died, that it would have the same... It would be the same creative loss of a Prince and a David Bowie in the same year.
I think creatively, if we're doing the females, the iconic of Cher and Madonna and what came after them, the influence that they had, I think for the female version of that, yes.
You know what? I'll agree with you, Jennifer. I will absolutely agree with you. And thank you for calling.
Thank you, guys.
Oh, you're very welcome. Oliver, what did you want to say?
Well, first of all, Mo, you have the best show on the bone, and I mean that by far.
Oh, stop.
I mean that. You really do. Your boy John there is completely uninformed. I mean, it's one thing to say that, you know, everybody disagrees with everything agrees with everything with Trump, which is hideous.
You don't have to talk about me like I'm not right here, okay?
Well, no, I'll talk to you directly. Most of the people I know who like Trump can think of
10 dozen things they don't like about Trump.
Well, those are your friends.
Wrong there, number one. Number two, Hillary lied to the FBI as well as...
That is one of the other big problems with and here's the thing. I lean more to the right, and it disgusts me because of people like you who have, like, five talking points. It's Hillary did this, Hillary did that. What about when Obama did this? Like, who the hell cares? Why can't we look at the situation at hand without talking about Hillary?
Hold on, I don't have five talking points, and you cut me off on the first one. Comey lied to the FBI. Loretta Lynch lied to the FBI. I mean, come on, the list of people that lied to the FBI goes on and on and
what
on.
What the hell does that have to do with the news we're talking about today? What does that have to do with the news we're talking about today? Answer that question directly.
Sit down, buddy, sit down. You're trying to attach Trump to Flynn because Flynn plea bargained with the FBI, so somehow you're trying to, by association, attach Trump to what Flynn did. It's ludicrous. And by the way, all of the points that you've made don't make sense. None of them, not one. You didn't have one good point.
I trying to make a point on? The thing is, I'm not even making a point. I'm just sharing the news of the day, which is that this guy who was directly affiliated with Trump was in the cabinet early on, made a plea deal today with the investigator who's looking into the Russia collusion.
Yeah, so meanwhile, they've been looking into collusion now for a year and find nothing. And then they got wannabes like you who hang on.
One of them like me, Flynn made a statement today that specifically said an unnamed Trump team official indicated for him to make contact with Russia. And it's probably going to be Jared Kushner.
Well, why don't you wait and see instead of speculate? You've already got it. You've already got him.
You already got Kushner behind bars.
I mean, dude, this is the biggest news of the day. Period. There's going to be two sides: the people who see it one way and those who see it another. And I'm okay with that.
Or you can say it's going to be the wrong side and the Trump side.
Mm. However you want to look at it,
Oliver.
Well,
thanks.
I will say this in closing: Mo has the best show by far.
That was your opening as well.
If the man wants to repeat himself, let him.
You're an idiot, and you're a bonehead, and Mo, he's taking your show down, buddy. I'd get rid of him.
Jesus Christ.
Thanks, Oliver. Listen, the man makes sense.
You want to know what's funny? Is these people...
That this isn't my show?
And it's not even about Drew. It's just the fact that so many of these hardcore Trump supporters who are willing to ride or die won't call and have this discussion. And when Drew just barely tipped his toe into it earlier this week, they would call and they would run a bunch of crap on the phone lines and hang up. But they know that you're here to... I'm using air quotes. Defend them. So that's the only reason that these pussies will even call right now.
Oh, wow. Why they gotta be pussies?
Because they are.
All right. That's John sinning. That's why you're bringing my show down. Greg, go ahead. You're on the True Garoppolo Live Show.
Hey, how's it going, Mo?
Doing all right,
okay,
Greg.
So my idea is if Little Richard dies before the end of the year with Chuck Berry, I think that's hands down winner there.
Did Little Richard already die?
You know what?
Little Richard's alive.
Okay, I would have thought he was dead, too. Is Chuck Berry still alive?
No, he just passed away over the summer, I believe.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Little Richard's 84 years old.
Oh, so if Little Richard dies this year, then you're in a lot of ways, that is a good equivalent. See, you're right about
thank
that.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
I appreciate it. I'm glad we could bring the tension down for a second.
Thank you. Well, John's about to ratchet it back up. All right, thanks, Greg.
I mean, the thing is you can't even have a middle-of-the-road opinion. I voted for Donald Trump. My political leanings are 85% conservative. I'm looking at what happened today and discussing it, and because of that, I am now the anti-Trump guy in the room. You can't even have a discussion anymore.
Well, here's somebody that wants to defend you. Go ahead, Nancy.
John, I think you are the best thing on this radio station, and I got to tell you the truth. You need to just hang on. Just hold on, because you are destined for bigger and better things.
I appreciate that. Love you, Nancy.
Clearly that lady has started drinking. Stephanie, what did you want to say? You're a sinning fan, right?
Yeah, I am. I'm a sinning and Micah fan, absolutely.
Good.
We love you, Stephanie.
Love you, Steph.
Thank you. this actually wasn't even what I was originally going to call for, but I have two things to say. Number one, Mo,
yes,
you need to give up your man crush on Prince and David Bowie. There are so many artists that could die that would like trump that and not to use your favorite word.
That's fine.
Bono, Billy Joel, James Taylor.
I'll give you Bono and Billy Joel. I'll even give you Phil Collins, but James Taylor.
James Taylor has written so many songs other than his own that you probably don't even know about.
No, you're right. But it's all kind of vanilla, isn't it, with James Taylor?
Oh, hey, is that a racial slur?
No. That's anything. It's an ice cream reference. Yeah. All right. Did you want to say something about Trump?
I did. I won't stick to what I was originally talking about. I want to stick to, you said something that just like made me stand straight up. You said you have not seen one misstep at all. How about Charlottesville? How about him retweeting those videos yesterday?
What happened in Charlottesville?
You know, Stephanie, I don't want to like bring real heat down on Mo, but Mo does this thing where he spews things that he doesn't even believe just to make people upset.
That is patently false.
He loves to stir the spot, like pot, and then look at you and smile.
Listen, Charlottesville, there were some fine people there. On both sides.
Oh, my God.
This is what I'll tell you. We don't know everybody that happened to be marching on that day. I love you, Stephanie.
Okay. Well, I love you, John.
Wow. We love you.
Stephanie, no love. Oh, Stephanie out. That was just cold is what that. See, that's the kind of people that voted for Hillary. That's how they are. They're cruel and mean to me. Dwayne, go ahead. You have Garth Brooks and Kenny Rogers?
That's right, man. I'm going country.
You know what? I'm not going to argue with you. Right there, Garth Brooks and Kenny Rogers absolutely would be the equivalency of Bowie and Prince. Thanks, Dwayne. I appreciate you, man.
Thanks, guys. See ya.
All right. Here's somebody that is sold on Micah. Let's have some good Micah's topic. Go ahead, Rob. Rob? Hello? Rob going once. Rob going twice. Sold American. He was sold on you, Micah.
Yeah, he called and he was very enthusiastic about how much he's been on the fence about my music taste and then the Jesse McCartney thing just affirmed that he loved me.
That was a Jesse McCartney?
Yes. Whatever you want to call it, bubblegum pop, he's amazing.
I'm glad. All right, well, listen, the phones are blowing up, but we're going to have to go to break. Do we have any, let me take these last three calls and then we have to move on because there's other stuff to talk about and John's never going to get over the fact that Hillary lost.
I have a guest I would like to stop by.
Oh, that would be great. Okay. Evan, real quick. Evan.
Evan.
Hello. Bill, this is Robert.
Robert. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Robert.
Okay. So two things real quick. One about John's statement. And you see, the issue that gets people so upset about is that we've had so many other politicians in the past administration that lied to the FBI. And nothing was done about it. And now, you know, somebody that is close to Trump is in the same order. Everybody's making an assumption that the whole administration is bad. And I think that's what's driving people crazy.
Yeah, John.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
You hate it
when the truth stares you in the face.
No,
don't
no.
You?
I just
shut down.
I'm being pushed into a corner to defend somebody or not defend something that I barely even have beliefs on. So yes, I am a liberal snowflake pussy and I stand with her and yeah, we're good.
Thank you, Robert. Will you say Donald Trump is awesome?
Has he done some good things that have not been recognized properly? Absolutely.
Will you call Michael Flynn the snitch that he is?
No.
Oh?
No.
Okay. Now you know he's going to go to jail for lying.
I don't know what he's going to get. He's probably not going to get much, depending on who he decides to flip on.
But I'm just saying, you understand that lying is what got him in trouble.
Oh yes, so I mean he is a liar.
So now how can we believe anything that he says now? You understand what I'm saying?
I mean I get what you're saying.
See the irony? Yeah. Don't worry, Trump's got people in place. I hope. Warren, final call. Go ahead.
Mo, I got to tell you, I hate to break it to you, man, but your guy is about to get impeached.
Let me tell you this, Warren. People,
he's getting ready to get impeached.
Literally since the inauguration, people have been saying that he was going to be impeached.
I'm telling you, he knows he's about to get impeached. That's why he starts shooting up all these crazy tweets and everything. It's like he wants to distract and take everybody's attention off of what's happening. But he knows he's getting ready to get impeached.
Crazier things have happened. You may be right. I tend to think that, like everything else, this is just going to be yesterday's news by tomorrow. But
he should get impeached. I mean, karma is karma. He should get impeached. Everything that he has done for 18 months led up to this point, he deserves it. I mean, the roosters are coming home.
Okay. I get you. The chickens are coming home to roost. Thanks, Warren. Appreciate you listening and for interjecting your thoughts. Thank you, my friend.
All right. Appreciate it, bro.
All right. No problem. Anytime. Let's go. Oh, man. I'm trying to get out of here. Micah, stop taking – she keeps taking calls.
She's a workhorse.
I know, but I hate not taking calls.
Well, you got to – sometimes you got to let the people down, Mom.
I know. I can't.
Never let the people down.
If they call, I feel that it's my job to take the call. So
well, you're doing a great job. Okay, that's why people are calling.
Don't take any more calls.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to go Todd, Mike, Pat, Lee, and then Tony, and then we're going to go to break. Go ahead, Todd.
Hey, the only thing I wanted to say real quick was John saying all this stuff about this is the biggest news. Paul Manafort, he sounds just like what happened the day after Paul Manafort was indicted. All of that went
away. I said that?
Did
I say that the day after Paul Manafort?
Everybody was saying that.
I don't think I did. So
Trump's going to be impeached.
No, I would prefer if you didn't. I would prefer if you didn't call and say that I said things that I never said, sir. So
why are you getting mad? This guy just called making a correlation.
He just said that's the exact same thing you said. He said you.
Oh, he was saying.
No. I said that's what everybody was saying.
Okay, I apologize, sir.
I apologize. This is the downfall of Trump. He's going to be impeached.
Yeah, yeah. John's got that Hillary wax in his ears. I apologize for.
John's the only person who's rooting for Trump to get impeached.
I don't want the president to be impeached.
Is a commercial regularly airing when I'm at the gym in the morning. It's on a news station, and it's an impeached Trump commercial.
John, cut that spot. Mike, go ahead. What do you want to say about Micah and John?
Good afternoon, y'all. I enjoy the last hour of the Drew Garabo show the best when it's John and Micah.
Aww.
I think they need to get their own show, the two of them. John, from what I hear about you with your podcast before and now what you're doing on the Drew Garabo, you've improved yourself and gotten much better. And I enjoy listening to you and Micah banter back and forth on there.
I will concur. Every time I'm driving in when I'm listening to them and I go, they need their own. Well, they technically have it.
Yeah,
but,
we technically do.
Yeah, but they need it every day. Absolutely.
Aww.
Right. They need a spot because I think they mesh good together. You know, gel good together.
Yes, absolutely.
They're really
tag team champs.
Each other.
We've got a yin and a yang there
for sure.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, I appreciate the kind words.
Yeah, and I enjoy it, but, you know, I'm not going to say nothing bad. I'm a Trump supporter.
Good.
If you like, you know, want, or rooting for him to get in trouble or, you know, you rooted for Hillary, so be it. I still enjoy listening to you guys, and I don't enjoy it. When you're saying it, it's okay. When Drew does it and Kevin gets in on it and they're bashing Trump, putting him down, there's something the way they're doing it I don't like. But
John makes it more palatable?
Yes, he does.
Okay.
John and Micah make it more palatable.
Okay, all right. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. I do have to go, but
no problem.
Yeah, I'm glad you got to
say that. Great afternoon and a better weekend.
Thank you, Mike. Right there, and there you go. You shouldn't let somebody's politics stop you from listening to them rant. All right, 30 seconds, Pat, real quick.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. Nah, I have to give you more than 30 seconds. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, my.
I was just calling to tell John. I heard him say he was a liberal snowflake boogie.
Yes.
I'm saying I'm right there with you, John.
All right.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
There you
but
go.
But I'm also a right-wing wacko as well, so I like to try and fall somewhere in the middle.
Thank you, Pat.
Not me. I'm with Hillary all the way. Go Hillary.
Yeah. All right. She's gone. Thanks, Pat.
That's our loss, America lost when we lost Hillary.
Yeah,
we
she should be locked up still. But.
Okay, all right. Thank you, Pat, for the call, and I really mean that. All right, bye.
Thank you.
All right. Oh, you took away the names of these last
two. Yeah, they're all gone.
Okay. They're all, you just don't want to hear any more people badge. All right. Listen, you have a special guest that's coming in when we come back from break, right?
I do have a special guest.
Yay, Micah. All right. Don't you go anywhere. You'll never find out who it is if you do. It's the Drew Garabo Live Show.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.